Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jumping off in hour two here of Sports Talk on WWL, Mini Camp Edition, the Cajun Cannon. Bobby Hebert, Tim Zimmer back at Master Control. I'm Christian Garrick. To the phones we go. Raymond, thanks for your patience and holding on. You're on WWL, Raymond.
No problem, brother. How y'all guys been doing?
Hey, Raymond, what you got, man?
All right, Bobby. Good to hear from you, brother. Been a while. All right, Bobby, I didn't go back to Toronto. I've been watching this series. And Golden State, you're a veteran, which I love you because you signed my old jacket. Phil was good. What did you sign it? Now you're always a veteran. All right, and he's a sport. All right. How are you, Bobby? And he's a sport. Everybody criticizing the fans for cheering when Kevin Durant pulled that muscle again. All right, Bob, I'll let you explain once I hang up.
The thing is, it's more than a pull muscle. It looks like it could be a serious injury. But the fans don't know that. The fans are just excited he's out the game.
Thank you, Bobby. You're a smart man. That's why I had to talk to you, brother. I sat there and saw the same thing. Everybody criticizing the Toronto fans. Bobby, let's think about it. You are Breeze trying to win a championship. You got to have a muscle pull, whatever it might be. And then you go down, and then you tweak your own muscles, you know, whatever might be going on with your body. So
right.
I don't know why the media is bad on the fans. They ain't cheering because the man was hurt. They cheering because he's out of the game, because the guy was hitting everything he shot on three-pointers. And you know that, Bobby.
Well, think about this. I think Kevin Durant's points did help the Warriors win. I mean, look, he had 11 points in the first quarter. I mean, so I think his points did help. So I think they were just ecstatic he'd be out. Now, they thought maybe he'd just retweak something. But then, you know, the players were able, that being the Toronto Raptors players, also being able to control the crowd. And I think Canadians don't hate nobody. I mean, they're incapable. I mean, they basically just, I don't know, good fans. And you know, they want to cheer for something. So initially, I think when they were, like, all excited, Kevin Durant went down because he's out the game. Not so much that he thought it was maybe career-ending or it's really serious or he might not be available for a couple of seasons. They can look at the moment at hand that he's out the game. And then they realize after, like, whoa, you can never cheer of any type of injury. But you got to look at Toronto. They're desperate. They're not only playing for the city of Toronto, which is the New York City of Canada. They play for the whole damn country.
We the North.
We the North. You saw how ecstatic they were to sing their national anthem? Oh, Canada.
Did
you hear
that?
They were all singing it like you thought like they actually accomplished something. Now, Canada's only a piece to help the Western Hemisphere. Like, they always part, like, even in World War II or any war, you look at the past, they participate, but they just a little piece of the puzzle. They ain't the main cog. So they just trying to get respect. They never won anything. So that's why the pressure's on. I think it's going to Game 7. I'm a Kawhi Leonard fan. And some people might say, oh, if you're the big dog, you got to take the last shot. Well, Kawhi Leonard has always taken the approach. He's looking for the best shot, and if he's double-teamed, he's expecting his teammates to step up. So considering Kawhi Leonard, he wouldn't shine away then in the fourth quarter. Look what he scored, 10 straight points, how he was on a roll. Listen, I hope in a sense, twofold. I would hope maybe that the Warriors win because I like dynasties. I like teams that have that kind of pressure on them. If the Warriors were able to come back and win, but also a new kid on the block like Toronto. How can you be any fan in America and hate on Toronto?
I'm always
Raptors?
About
nobody. Who's
the underdog, and I'm always about the new story. And I don't like dynasties. I just don't.
Hate on the Splash Brothers.
No, I don't hate on them. I just think from a consumer standpoint, I don't want to see the same story over and over and over again.
I mean, talk about two good individuals. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. I mean, come on, the Splash Brothers, they're almost too good to be true. For all what they've achieved and their ability, the way the game is structured today, how they shoot, and as humble as they are, you see them, they make a three-pointer, they kind of going about their business.
For the record.
And they might show a little emotion now and then, but they are unbelievable.
For the record, those fans that cheered Kevin Durant's injury, look, I wouldn't, but if they're paying for that and they're excited about their team, I guess they have their right. I would never cheer for any kind of injury as a spectator. It's just not my deal.
But Christian, I think, like the caller, like we're talking to him, I think initially you just look at how can the Raptors win. We just got to win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
We can win it right here at our home court. And looking at the Warriors aren't as good without Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
So he's out the game.
Yeah, but I get it. I understand it. I'm just saying, for me, that wouldn't be my cup of tea. But nonetheless, those fans paid their money. If they want to boo, if they want to cheer, as long as it's not one of these devastating injuries.
Never know it's a devastating injury.
I know, but what I'm saying is, like, the idea in football, if you were seeing a guy laying on the ground, it was a major part of the opposing team. He's laying on the ground. They got to bring out the spine board, and you heard the home team cheering. I would have a significant problem with that.
Yeah. No. If it's something like that, I think the fans have enough sense when paralysis involved. Come on, you can't be an idiot. I guess you could have idiot fans, but that's a common sense right there.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, more of Sports Talk. You'll hear from Saints head coach Sean Payton next here on WWL. Saints head coach following practice today, mini camp. Saints head coach Sean Payton. Bobby, he talked quite a bit about Cam Jordan. We talked about him earlier getting that 3-year extension. But a guy like Cyril Grayson, we talked about him a little bit as well. Can he carve out a spot on the roster? What's the long term for him? You think he's more of a practice squad guy?
Long term, you mean like 2020 season or 2019?
No, I mean, I said long term.
Practice
said,
squad.
I should have meant this year.
Practice squad. That I think if he can land on a roster, continue to develop as a receiver. The one thing that I was encouraged by, now he's not going to be the main return guy, but he catches the ball more consistent or better than Tommy Lee Lewis. I'm just talking about fielding a punt. Cyril Grayson Jr. Now, we all know who's the number one returner. That's Marcus Sherrills. I think he's going to be outstanding. I haven't seen him bobble one punt whenever the ball's in the air, whether Marstead's doing the Aussie kick or spiral, whatever. He looks as smooth as silk, Marcus Sherrills. Now, the other one, Christian, Deontay Harris, I thought, was smooth from Assumption, and he's a return guy. So it's just you behind the eight ball considering who you're competing with, but he's developing as a receiver. But I think he's an NFL player given the opportunity. But I would say right now, to be truly looking at the competition, I would say more like a practice squad guy.
After our CBS and local news headlines, you'll hear more from Saints head coach Sean Payton. Minicamp coverage continues here on WWL. That was Saints head coach Sean Payton following minicamp practice number one.
Well, the correct statement would have been, instead of a lot of handoffs, a lot of pitches.
A lot of pitches, a lot of backward passes, forward passes.
Just like a toss sweep. You're running a bunch of toss sweeps.
Yeah, and it's less coordinated. It's more reaction and not as –
Okay, now, Scott Alexander and all the rugby nation here in NOLA, I've been to a couple of NOLA Gold games, and they're right in the hunt to think of things at the end of the season. And I'm watching rugby, and I never played rugby, and it's very tough because you don't have any pads. You can have cauliflower ears or bloody noses and teat and all that knocked out. But I'm telling you right now, I think whether you look at, watch soccer, okay? They're having the Women's World Cup and all that. I just look at the sport of soccer, which the world calls football, and then I look at rugby. And I can tell you right now, no disrespect to no one, not no disrespect to South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, or wherever the world's best rugby players are in the world. But if soccer – our rugby was a priority in the top priority in the United States, there's no way we would not be world champs. Like if the Bo Jacksons of the world and Herschel Walker can't play NFL football, mm-hmm. you grew up playing rugby, or like Deion Sanders playing soccer, whatever.
All I'm saying is,
if that was because we're such a melting pot, the United States would truly rule the world. I'm telling you, in soccer, if the best of the best were playing soccer or playing rugby, we would be world champs. So that's why I acknowledge world championships when you got the World Cup in rugby, and all of a sudden, you know, you got the world soccer.
You hear that music playing?
Yeah, I hear that. But let me tell you, that's why we don't get enough respect of the athletes we have here. They're just doing something else. If they would do that, I'm telling you, we'd be the best.
We're getting back to American football next here on Saints Minicamp
coverage. And I know we're the best at that.
Of Sports Talk on WWL.
Hey, Hootat Nation. If you can't get no satisfaction, I can't get no satisfaction. Since the no call, we all know about the no call. Why not rock out at the Rolling Stones No Filter Tour? July the 14th at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Won't be any referees, slip-ups, or no calls. Only legendary rock and roll, and you'll like it. Yes, I like it. Listen to me, Bobby Hebert and our Saints minicamp specials today, tomorrow, and Thursday for the Rolling Stones Song of the Day. Then I'll give you the cue, and all you have to do is make the right call, and you'll win a pair of Rolling Stones concert tickets. The good seats, I should say, the great seats. Yep, over $500 a pair from WWL.
He's the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. Welcome back to Sports Talk live from Saints training camp at the minicamp, our Saints facility at minicamp day one in the books for the black and gold. Taysom Hill, what'd you think of him, Bobby?
Taysom Hill is a stud. Taysom Hill, you remember I was saying like, oh, you got to be accurate? Woo. Well, Taysom Hill was accurate today. He was spinning the rock. You know, quarterbacks always talk about spinning that rock. And I'm talking about throwing bullets and being accurate, not high and wide or, Teddy Bridgewater was kind of high and wide and high over the top. But that was the case when you look at Taysom Hill, how accurate he was. Christian, one of his best, most accurate days as a passer. Now you have to look at, okay, Teddy Bridgewater is the ones versus the ones, and then you got the twos versus the twos. You have to know who you're competing with and who you got as supporting cast. I thought Taysom Hill, though, taking advantage of the opportunity, Alize Mack. Listen, I'm so encouraged. I'm so encouraged by our tight end position.
It's amazing from how it was just a couple of years ago.
No, let me tell you, and Christian, I'm looking at Josh Hill. And he's kind of like, now he could block. Josh Hill could block, but I'm looking at he ended up dropping a touchdown. And so he's kind of almost like third banana. It was a high throw. But if it hits your hands, you got to freaking catch it.
Dan Arnold.
Yeah. You got to catch the football. So I'm kind of very encouraged right now with Taysom Hill progressing as a quarterback. You know, Swiss Army knife, he can do everything else. I still think he's going to be in the top five receivers or whatever, how they can be utilized. Not only running like a jet sweep or a wide receiver screen, but going up the seam. I think he's going to be a big part of that. But as a quarterback, Taysom Hill might be one of the best athletes ever to play the quarterback position in the National Football League.
Saying a lot.
When you're talking about, okay, how many quarterbacks in the history of the NFL have run back kickoffs? How many quarterbacks in the NFL is going down on punt and kickoff coverage and knock a snot bubble? There ain't too many of those cats.
How many are playing tight end in a running formation and throwing a block?
Hey, Christian, I don't know, Joe Theismann, Heisman?
Well, he returned punts.
A punt returner. But I'm talking about all around? Mm-hmm. I don't think we have not seen the likes of Taysom Hill. He is truly, listen, Taysom Hill is like a, you know, when you go to the movies today, what is everybody into? Freaking superheroes? Okay, that's all fictitious. Taysom Hill is a realistic superhero on the football field, considering he can play multiple positions in NFL. Now, think about that.
Taysom Hill. I know, we're in the NFL.
No, but think about, okay, you have on your resume, I could do 5, 6 different things. That does not happen. I don't know.
You'll play for a long time. You can do that.
Okay, I threw a touchdown pass to Deion Sanders. I've thrown him interceptions. But Deion Sanders is a returner, as a pass receiver now and then, as a cover guy. But he wouldn't knock no snot bubble. Taysom Hill can knock the crap out of you like a linebacker.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, you heard it. Taysom Hill is a superhero. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.